Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
You serious?
What's going on? Welcome to How to Kill an Hour with me, Nick Bright.
My name is Marcus Bronzy. How you doing, man?
Not too bad. Well, I say that, but this is it's exciting because this is part two. We're doing a two-parter.
Yes, Ooh. Yes, yes. If you haven't listened to Xbox Underground Part 1, please go back and listen to that before you listen to this episode, because even with the recap, it's not going to really make sense. But for those of you who've listened to the first episode, here is our recap. In the first episode, we met David Pecora, and he and his hacker mate Von Cleave, who sound like two detectives, don't they? Yeah, Von Cleave and Pecora. Kicking ass. They used cracked Xbox 360s and were making up to $10,000 a day selling hacks as
cash
teenagers.
Money.
That's big dough. And in a once in a lifetime opportunity, another friend called Dylan Wheeler and his mate Game Freak got their hands on the password and login from somebody in the IT department of Epic Games, the guys that are behind Fortnite and other big games. With the help of a gentleman called Sonic, who could access the Epic network without being traced, they stole unreleased Gears of War games, which they said was an early build. And at the time, they, if I'm honest, they said it wasn't that good. But I mean, what do you expect when you nick an unfinished game? That's like an ungrateful... very ungrateful thing to say, to steal something and be ungrateful. You imagine two like robbers breaking into a house, being ungrateful.
Basically, they break in and they're like,
damn, it's a bit shit in here, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this whole place is decked out with furniture from IKEA. I was expecting John Lewis.
Yeah, man, just look at this flat pack shit. You know, let me have a look in their fridge. I'm hungry, man. This is the rubbing is hungry work. Oh, shit.
Oh, is that, God. Is that? Is that Lidl Cola? What is this place?
God, it's Roller Cola, man! God!
Marcus, yeah. look at the TV!
Oh,
it's only 40 inches!
Oh my God. No, God. Come here, look at the back of it. It's not an HDMI, it's a SCART feed.
Oh, gotta get out of here, man!
So, they were very ungrateful playing a unfinished game by saying it was crap, but whatever. Anyway, all was cool with them until they decided to share the game with Justin May, because a few days after they shared the game with Justin May, it ended up on the internet and people could download it publicly. And that meant that the FBI got involved because there was a stolen game floating around. And because they couldn't really work out how the hack happened, the investigation seemed to fizzle out. So this is where the story should have ended. This is where everyone should have called it quits and got on with their lives. But instead, well, you're listening to part two of this story. Pecora stayed on the same trajectory, nicking bits of uncompleted games. I mean, they even got into Activision games and got an unreleased version of Call of Duty. And they claimed at the time it wasn't for money. Pecora was just in it for sheer curiosity. But for whatever reason, this is where things get extra sticky. Remember that guy, James May, that I keep mentioning?
You mean Justin May?
Oh, fuck.
Oh, cock.
You said this to me at the start of the first episode, and now I've written James May in the script. Remember the guy, Justin May?
Yeah. Why? Yeah.
He's the guy that got the game, and remember, after he got it, all of a sudden it leaked on the internet. He's getting a few side eyes, I feel, at this time. Well, in 2010, he was at a gaming convention called PAX Gaming in Boston. Now, PAX is a convention where developers show off new games.
Not IKEA wardrobes. Share the same name.
Yeah, man, Nick, I can't wait to go to the 3 o'clock announcement. There's going to be a new PAX storage box. Oh my God.
New packs.
Nick, is that in that bag of, that jingling bag of metal, is that what I think? Oh my God. No.
You guessed right. Oh. Every size of Allen key you could imagine.
I need to go and flap my pack in the bathroom.
So in 2010 at the PAX Gaming Convention, May turned up and he saw a booth for a developer called Atomic Games. Now, he also saw in this same booth an unattended computer with a demo version of a game called Breach. All you need to know really is there was a lot of hype around this game. May could have walked away. May could have had a little go. Or he could have done this. He tried to sneak up and plug in his own drive and download the code directly from the back of the computer.
Not Allen key. That was at the flat pack convention earlier. I've come to a different place. My USB key is what I meant.
Excuse me, are you,
What?
Are you, what are you doing there, sir?
Just admiring the back of this lovely console.
Okay, you know the demo of the game's around the front, right? You know it's,
I'm really into kind of like how wires go into things. Hey. Like I've got a bit of a fetish, actually.
Hey, is that a... Hey, I've got a bit of a fetish like that as well. But hey, hang on. Stop trying to distract me. Are you plugging in a USB drive into our game Breach and trying to download our code to illegally put online?
USB key? What are you talking about? I don't even know what that is.
It's in your hand, good sir. It's in your hand. I mean, I think you're trying to... Hey, I think he's trying to steal. We got security! 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 He was, of course, caught. And after a little chase from security, he was bundled away. Some people on the scene said that they heard him saying things like this.
I know, people. This is just the tip of the iceberg. You think this is the end of this? I'll kill you all. I am the president of the United Flakes.
If you ever get nicked at a convention, that is the best thing to do, innit? Not grass up your mates, but just to go absolutely crazy, innit?
I am cheese on toast in its primal form. You want to lick my cheesy bits?
Oh my God, just get out of here, please. But yeah, so he actually was shouting out that he knows people. This is just the tip of the iceberg, whatever.
So basically, just to paraphrase here,
yeah,
he's talking a load of bollocks.
Well, he's chatting fat chat, but he shouldn't really have said anything. He should have just graciously bowed out because... This is the thing. I want you to remember, May, because that's a very good question, Nick. Because he is affiliated with guys that have nicked other games. I don't know, maybe he was doing it for confidence. Maybe he was doing it to kind of prove himself. But other people saying that he was basically snitching as he was getting pulled away is quite interesting. And remember, May said something about knowing more. Mm. That sounds like a squealer to me. And I think this caused some tension between Pecora and the group that, you know, went on to become known as Xbox Underground. I think they wanted to cut him off. And for whatever reason, May seemed to get out of the situation at the convention without any serious repercussions. And I couldn't find out why. I still can't find out why. But I will
leave. He's a grass. Well, where you're going with this.
I'll leave you with this thought, though, in the back of your head, Nick. How would anyone be able to get out of attempted theft of a big game without serious consequences? May seemed to. After the event in Boston, the Xbox Underground crew started to grow. Nathan LaRue was added to the team and created a whole new revenue stream along the way. Nathan LaRue could print money. Not real money, but digital currency from one of the most popular games in the world at the time, FIFA 12. Now, these coins could be used to get a much better team, and, well, with the team's links, it wasn't long before the Xbox Underground crew were selling FIFA Dosh.
These coins are massive, man. Like, I see people talking about them all the time. So Nathan is absolutely smashing this.
Can you imagine having your finger on the mint for one of the most popular currencies of the time? This, I would say that this was the biggest non-cash currency before Bitcoin. I'll go that far, you know.
Bitcoin's been knocking around for longer than, like, people. Oh, yeah. Obviously, now it's very prevalent, isn't it? But, like, but yeah, I would agree in terms of, like, a... It's almost like a less complicated Bitcoin in that, like, you know, to actually fully understand Bitcoin, you got to like do a lot of research and know what you're talking about. Whereas FIFA coins, it's all pretty easy. You know what I mean? So
exactly.
A lot of young people in this country anyway, like school age even, were basically fleecing their parents to, it's true though, fleecing their parents to buy FIFA coins so that they could spend it on Ultimate Team, essentially. That's what it is, isn't it?
Yeah, and the thing is, I'm not the best at explaining it, but even if you had like a decent few coins, there was a bit of luck involved in it as well, wasn't there? So you needed packs to keep spending.
Yeah, it's almost like, think of it, I don't do Ultimate Team or really fully understand it. So again, forgive me if I say something wrong, but my belief of it is it's a little bit like, you remember when you used to collect those stickers as a kid?
Yeah.
The football stickers.
Yeah.
And you might get a shiny in the sticker
pack. It's just
pack.
That. It's exactly
sheer
that.
Sheer luck, you know what I mean? So you'll spend some FIFA coins on like a pack, and you'll get like, I don't know, four really crap players. You'll get like one half decent player, and then you might get a Cristiano Ronaldo or a Lionel Messi if you've absolutely smashed it, you know?
It is just that. That's exactly how it works. So yeah, and obviously it's rigged or designed, the algorithm, to make sure that you keep coming back for more. So it wasn't long before they were selling loads of those. May also hooked up Bakura with a new guy, suspiciously called Xbox Dev Guy. I never got to find out who this person was. He started to buy pre-release games from them, and he should have been called, in my opinion, Defo Not Working With The FBI Agent Guy.
Right. Okay.
In 2012, another newer member, Austin AA Monkey Alcala and LaRue, hacked into a company called Zombie Studios. It was just your usual hack, you know, they get in, get a few games, mess around, until they realized that the server that they got onto was linked to the US Army server.
Oh man. Do you feel like that's like, you've hacked in, and then there's this like, we're having a great time, this is amazing, we're fucking around, then all of a sudden they're like, oh shit, this is actually attached to the actual fucking army, we need to get the fuck out of here.
Another point in it where you'd think, turn off the computer, just turn off the computer, unplug it, throw it in the river and move house.
Take the internet lead out the back of it, you know,
exactly.
All of that stuff.
Exactly. Instead, though, no surprise, Nick, on the server, because they went into it, they found a simulator for an AH-64D Apache helicopter that Zombie Studios were creating for the Pentagon, right? So they had a simulator for a vehicle. This is, when I say this to people and they I don't explain this bit, they're like, oh yeah, it's just a little, simulator. I'm like, no, this is the simulator to help somebody drive a vehicle that helps to really, it's helping the army do something, it's helping them kill people. Do you know what I mean? You don't want people to know how to fly your helicopters, right? This ain't the Matrix where you can just download and get the information. Well, it's kind of like the Matrix, isn't it? Where they're nicking the code for a helicopter and downloading it and learning how to use it. But anyway, now, even if they weren't going to do anything with the code, stealing government secrets is a federal crime with serious consequences if you're caught. It's close to espionage. If you get caught, you can expect punishment like this or similar.
Conviction of the theft of trade secrets under the Economic Espionage Act can result in a fine of up to $250,000 for an individual, up to $5 million for corporations, imprisonment of up to 10 years or both. If the crime is committed for the benefit of any foreign government, instrumentally or agent, the penalties increase to fines of $500,000 up to $10 million for an organization, imprisonment of up to 15 years or both.
Serious jail time, right? It doesn't stop there, though. They also got to having a look around Microsoft servers and started seeing things about this new project. This project was called Project Durango, and after further digging, they found out that this was the specs for the next Xbox. What we know now is that that Xbox is called the Xbox One. But in these specs, called Durango at the time, there was detailed information about what parts were needed to make one. And it turns out, after some research, they could buy those parts off the shelf. So the Xbox Underground gang ordered the parts for an unreleased Xbox sent them to LaRue, and they put it together. They actually put together an Xbox, which nobody had yet, except for a few Microsoft developers. They booted it up, and it worked. That is one of the most mental hacks Wild. Ever, Nick. Insane. They pulled, like, imagine that you're... It's exciting. Like, we had the next generation of consoles at the end of 2020. That was exciting just seeing them when they're made and they're new. And you know what tech companies are like, Nick, innit? Microsoft stuff. This is serious IP for them, right? This is like, this could make and break the next 10 years of them, like having yeah. having this information out there. So they booted it up and it worked. But at the time, it was so early in Xbox One's lifespan that they didn't really know what to do with it. There were no major games ready for it. It could play a few of the current games, but it was also quite pricey as well. So they thought, right, let's sell it off. Listen up closely. They then found a buyer of other Xbox hacks in the Seychelles. And when LaRue got the money for the transaction, May piped up and said, oh, I'll ship it to them. I can get cheap shipping. Remember May, the one who got arrested at PAX Gaming Conference for stealing software?
Oh, I'm the king of the world.
Yeah, that guy said that he could get cheap shipping. So May met up with LaRue, got the new Xbox and shipped it. But guess what? The Xbox never arrived at that destination.
Shock horror.
This refueled the fire of concern that the FBI was back on the case. I mean, think about it. You've got government army secrets. You've got a stolen new Xbox that's been sold. Members of your group may have been compromised. So the plan is, how do we wind down whilst causing minimum damage?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
How do we not exasperate the situation? So remember that guy called Dylan Wheeler, the guy that hacked into Epic Studios? He's the guy that first had that massive database of information and was like, what if the IT guy just uses the same password? Well, yeah. Dylan decided to do the absolute opposite of minimum damage and instead went for maximum carnage, Nick. This motherfucker put a listing up on eBay for a second Xbox Durango, which they hadn't even made. On eBay! What an arsehole! This, can you imagine that?
Was,
on eBay,
was he accepting PayPal?
Bruv, he was ready to take PayPal. Look, I'll deliver to you. You can come and collect it. It's
collection
all good.
Only, yeah.
Yeah, the bids went up to 20K and eBay obviously pulled it and they had no doubt a lot more heat on them. So all of the guys started to part ways. Some fell off the radar. Or were they taken by the FBI? We'll discuss that in just a moment. Pecora went on to sell cheats for other games. Clark went on to keep selling fake money on FIFA. This is where shit starts to go down. LaRue seems to go dark, just disappears. Everybody thinks, right, LaRue is compromised. Now remember, LaRue built the Xbox and gave it to May. Who?
May!
who they thought might be an informant. And the sad story of what happens to LaRue, I'll get to soon. In 2012, the FBI turned up at Sonic's house in New Jersey, though. So Sonic posted the warrant online, because You could. And then Wheeler, you know Wheeler, the guy that, you know, who we know is not going to keep it calm.
Man's on eBay. He's a Wheeler dealer, this geezer. You know what I mean?
So Wheeler the dealer, he goes online and starts talking about hiring a hitman to kill the judge openly. I think this might have been on Facebook as well. I can't confirm this.
Are these guys like, they should be on the Jeremy Kyle of hacking this lot, you know what I mean?
He's like, you know, like the person that walks out after robbing a pharmacy of antiperspirants and the police have got them and they've got the sprays in their hands. I didn't do nothing. What are you talking about, officer? Ah, fuck the police, man. Well, you arrested me. I didn't say anything. I just called you a fucking pig, you cunt. Ah, look at this, man. But yeah. What he also did was he doxed the judge who signed the warrant that meant that Sonic's house could get searched. Doxing someone, Nick, is where you get all their details, put them online, and basically say, yeah, internet, do your worst.
Right, okay.
So we're talking social security number or national insurance number, bank account details, physical address, place of work, phone number,
PayPal account. So it's a pretty serious ting.
Yeah, man, it's a really intrusive way to hurt somebody. You know, because we all have our online profile and you're doing it to a judge as well who may have put other people away. Do you know what I mean? You know that one friend you need not to be on Facebook? Wheeler's that guy. Wheeler's right, that person that you kind of just got to like hope that they don't comment on any of your stuff. So no surprise in 2013, when they raided Wheeler's home in Australia and took all of his equipment and hard disks, he went quiet, but they didn't arrest him. Remember that. In 2013, an investigator, Edward McAndrew, filed a closed indictment. And that is an official accusation from the government. But because it's closed, it means that they kept it a secret. Because obviously the FBI didn't want the guys to be sure that, you know, people were onto them because they wanted to get everyone before they closed up shop. Anyway, he filed this closed indictment on several counts against Pecora, Sonic and LaRue for the crimes like fraud, using electronic means, identity fraud, conspiracy to steal commercial secrets, and obviously coining all that FIFA money. Now, this case was based on pieces of evidence from an informant called Person...
Informant, you know, so... I lick your Xbox down. Sorry, carry on.
The case was based on evidence from an informant. This informant was called Person May. I mean, sorry, Nick, A. And according to many sources, they do think that Person A was Justin May. It's got to be him, man, hasn't it?
It's got to be him. This May geezer is shifty as you like.
Yeah, man. I know, people. He was also, at the same time, on trial for stealing millions of dollars and equipment from Cisco and Microsoft. So my theory is that he should point out
Cisco, the tech company, and not the singer from Drew Hill who done Thong Song. Should just point that out. Feel like there could be some confusion there.
What millions of dollars of equipment would Cisco have at thongs? Millions of
bare thongs and that. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The endorsements are still rolling in. You know,
thongs and silver hair
trucks as well. Dumper trucks, mate.
Dumper trucks. He's got dumper trucks full of thongs.
Fires like what? All night long, let me see that thong. Anyway.
Imagine that, man. Millions of dollars of silver hair dye as well, contact lenses, silver clothes. Anyway, Person A was sharing information for leverage. What do you think, Nick, at this stage? Are you with me on this or?
Yeah, this May geezer is a big, big grass, mate. You know what I mean? I feel like if I was the other lot, I'd be like, we're blatantly getting shafted by May over here.
100%. You know? 100%. I would have deleted him from the group ages ago.
That's what I'm saying. May would have got the eviction.
Yeah,
May would
man.
Have got the boot.
Or we would have created the side group on WhatsApp and not invited them to it. You know that passive aggressive one there, innit? Where the new group starts up with a couple of people and then you invite someone else in. Next thing you know, that's the popping group.
Yeah. Eventually you're like, yo, do you see what May said in the other group? What a fucking asshole. Like, you know, that's what it turns into. And like, yeah, what a fucking dick. This guy, he's such an ass.
Because this was a closed indictment, like I said, Pecora had no ideas that things were all fucking up around him. So he was being cautious, but he was still cracking on with his illegal activities. Alcala, the guy who helped to steal the military helicopter sim, told him that he knew a guy willing to steal the real prototypes of Durango, aka the Xbox One, from Microsoft campus in Redmond, named Armin. Now, this is true, Nick. The way Armin got access to the Microsoft facilities... There's another funny story within itself. Armin's mum was dating a guy who worked at Microsoft, and that guy would come over to Armin's mum's house.
Okay, yeah. Right, fair.
I mean, could you imagine them playing FIFA together? Like, hey man, I absolutely beat your ass in soccer. You're whack.
Yeah, this is soccer. This isn't real football. Where's the Patriots and the Giants and the Jets?
Whatever, man. I'm gonna tell mum that I beat you.
Well, if you do that, come here. Come real close.
Uh-huh.
If you do that,
yeah,
I'm gonna beat your mum tonight.
With this big dick.
That's what she'll be doing later.
Mum said you were just talking and having conversations. I didn't know you was pegging her.
There's no way she can talk with what I'm doing.
Right, so anyway, Armin used to see his mum's boyfriend wearing the Microsoft employee badge. So Armin devised this kick-ass plan. He used a badge cloner to make a duplicate of his mum's boyfriend's pass, hooked himself up with some Microsoft-style uniform, and then swiped the card when he got to the front gate of the building. And the card worked. He spent his first year as a self-made intern doing what interns do. He just started walking around the Microsoft offices, getting a free juice, probably getting the free snacks that you get at companies like that. He got so familiar with the place, he thought, you know what? I'm going to apply for a legit job at Microsoft as a quality assurance tester, which sounds, from what I've read, is it he'll be the guy that plays games on the new Xbox before they come out.
Yeah, right? Fair.
So he learned his way around the building. He found some Durangos knocking around with his card. And after getting away with nicking one for himself, he nicked two more and sent them to Pecora and Alcala. Check this twist in the story, though. Armin got the job as the quality assurance tester. But then the CCTV came out of someone looking just like him with a bulky rucksack leaving the building at the same time the Durangos got nicked. So before he got a job there, he was sacked. Fucking mental.
Jesus.
Mad, isn't it?
Before you get the job, the shame. You've told everybody you've got this shiny new job, sacked before you started.
Imagine how smug he was when he was on, like, you know, when they show you around. Hey, over there. And he's like, is the toilets? I know that. Sorry. Just had a little inkling. Do you know what I mean? Hey, guys, Wednesday's lasagna night. I heard it's delicious. So back to Pecora. Pecora got picked up by the feds after crossing the border to Canada to pick up a bumper for his car from May, of all people. On the way back from picking up this bumper from May, he was stopped by Border Patrol. In April 2014, David agreed a proposed plea bargain to help affect companies to identify and mitigate the vulnerabilities that he and his group had exploited. Cool. So, you know, he's trying to do a bit of good. Pecora, Sonic and LaRue admitted their guilt to the charges and received similar sentences. Pecora and Sonic received 18 months in prison and 2 years for LaRue. So LaRue got a little bit more. I think because LaRue was doing the money scamming. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? But when LaRue went dark after being caught, things actually went from bad to worse. Because LaRue was released on bail. And quick side note, there's a lot of notes from LaRue saying that jail's not good for anyone. But I feel like LaRue struggled with jail quite a bit. Now, LaRue was released on bail and was living with both parents during the trials, but a couple of months later decided to cut off their police tracker from their foot and run away to Canada. Now, border police then surrounded LaRue on their way to cross the borders, but it was a choice between being nabbed by the police and going to jail or doing something a lot crazier. And LaRue decided they didn't want to go to jail. So LaRue took out a knife and started stabbing themselves in the neck, plunging it into their chest and tummy, to the point where they passed out at the scene. Whilst in jail, LaRue came out as transgender and changed their name to Holly. And it seems like they were never the same after jail. They lost their life in a suspected suicide at a motel in California. Back to Wheeler though, this crazy motherfucker, right? This fucker, he left Australia.
Still eBaying stuff, by the way, Wheeler.
This probably on Twitter just say, yeah, yeah, we get, fuck, I don't know. He just sounds like he doesn't give a fuck, right? He left Australia and missed getting arrested and he flew to the Czech Republic. I think he might be half Czech, but he went to the Czech Republic and his mum, who drove him to the airport, she ended up doing the 18 months for him. All his mum did was drive him to the airport. He's an arsehole, you know. Your mum's doing 18 months for you, bruv.
Right? That is mental. The love is strong, though. A mother's love is clearly strong. She's willing to go to jail.
Fucking hell.
I've seen Orange is the New Black, mate.
There you go. Yeah, this is true. This is true. This is true. Anyway, Alcala and Clark, they were caught too. At the time of the arrest, they were making millions of dollars off fake FIFA coins and got done for fraud. Alcala cooperated and Clark died from a lethal mixture of alcohol and medication before his trial ended. Finally, that other motherfucker, May, well, he didn't seem to face quite the right amount of heat for the Xbox scandal, but had his own trial for stealing millions of dollars of equipment from Cisco and Microsoft to deal with. So it's my personal opinion, I'll say again, I think he used the Xbox Underground, grassing those guys up for a softer sentence.
There's definitely something fishy going on here, isn't there? You know?
Yeah. I mean, it may or may not be the case, but I don't know, Nick. I'm staying impartial. You know what I mean?
See what you did there.
And that was Xbox Underground, Nick. And I mean, from a bit of tweaking games to bootleg versions of a console that's not even out yet, to US Army secrets being stolen and the death of multiple people, that was Xbox Underground. Something I don't think we will ever see again in the gaming industry. And I hope we don't.
Really?
Yeah, maybe I'd love to. No, I wouldn't. No, I really don't want to see it. I don't want to see it again. I mean, with the next generation of consoles, they're a lot. I mean, security is way tighter. Way tighter.
I get what you're saying, bro, but I just think like people always find a way. Like,
yeah,
you would have thought back in the day technology was so tight, there's no way people would be able to work this. Like, people, I don't know how they do. Listen, I am nowhere near clever enough. I just talk shite on a podcast and on the radio to know. But people just, there's geniuses out there, and I think no matter what tech or what, you know, security steps kind of get implemented in the future, people just find a way to work around them.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, maybe at this point in the early 2010s and years surrounding that, maybe they just weren't, maybe they thought gaming's quite nice, there might be a little bit of hacky-hacky. Maybe no one thought that anyone would have the gusto to break in and nick a whole console and put it together and put it on eBay. But apparently that person existed.
The fact that you keep saying maybe is really distracting at the moment.
All right, I'll stop doing that. But here's a final quote from David Pecora, which kind of sums up his general gist and how he felt about this situation.
As much as I consciously made the decisions I did, I never meant for it to get as bad as it did. What it turned into, it's regrettable.
It was regrettable indeed. But man, what a story, eh?
Yeah. I especially love putting on voices when I read out these quotes. I've got no idea what Pecora sounded like. Instead, I just made him sound like he was a Middle England sad-sounding guy.
It sounds like a British version of Donkey from Winnie the Pooh.
I could do it in a different voice if you want.
Yeah, go on, go on.
As much as I consciously made the decisions I did, I never meant for it to get as bad as it did. What it turned into, it's regrettable.
And that's a quote from one of the members of royalty who decided to drive over 15 cows in a drunken state. And because of his status within the UK, is not going to do any time at all. That's what it's that voice sounded like.
That quote right there could relate to anything. That could relate to my last relationship.
Do you know what that could be? That'd be like, if imagine saying it's the three-year-old, like you're the three-year-old. So Nick, did you stole the chocolate raisins and ate them? I can see the chocolate in your mouth.
As much as I consciously made the decisions I did, I never meant for it to get as bad as it did. What it turned into is regrettable.
You can relate it to anything, this statement. This is vague as you like. You know, I've just been found out for cheating on my girlfriend numerous times. She confronts me. She's found out that I've slept with 50 other girls. As much as I consciously made the decisions I did, I never meant for it to get as bad as it did. What it turned into, it's regrettable.
We're going to nick that. We're going to use that forever and ever, isn't it?
This is the vaguest statement ever. This podcast is presented by Marcus Bronzy and me, Nick Bright, also produced by Marcus Bronzy, edited by Marcus Bronzy and James Sloan.
Boom. Thank you very much for killing time. So actually, before we get out of here, Nick, where should we find you online?
Instagram. It's just Nick Bright, my name.
Yeah, I'm on TikTok, you know, Marcus Bronzy. Come over there, man. I'm having fun. I'm going to try and get Nick
all the time now.
I'm trying to get Nick
seeing
on TikTok.
You like, yeah. Swipe up for more. Or follow for more.
Yeah.
That's how Marcus ends every TikTok. He's going into like, if you want your lights to look like this, this is what you need to do. Blah, 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 blah. Follow for more.
Mate, I put one up on TikTok about an unpoppable tyre, right, from Michelin. It is kicking off in the comments. People are like, this cannot exist. Blah, blah, blah. And other people are like, this is fantastic. But yeah, man, I love it how
Marcus is basically on middle-aged TikTok. It's like it's like you've got all these kids out there doing like mad dances and all that shit, you know what I mean? All the like young stuff. And then Marcus is all on here like middle-aged geezers going, this tyre cannot be real. What is this?
In my day. Yeah, man. All right. Anyway, look, this episode's over. We'll be in your ears real soon. Thank you for killing some time with us. Bless.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.